What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We got a pair of tickets, actually a four-pack of tickets to the Premier League Summer Soccer Series. Stay tuned if you want to be a part of that. It's going down Sunday, August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, hanging out, and the countdown's on. Because next Thursday, we're at Falcons training camp, and from July 24th through August 13th, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to bring you the exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with the morning shift, the steakhouse, Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flyer Branch. And then, your boys, we're going to be at the Hooters at Mall of Georgia.
Hooters, y'all. Hooters.
Yeah, coverage brought to you by our friends at Real Mowers. Also, that's for the best grass in your neighborhood. Window Nation, windownation.com or 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts July 24th. Can't wait, man. I mean, Mike, I was doing an interview today talking about the Falcons, and they wanted to know why we believe. Mm. That was one of the questions that I got asked today. Why do Falcon fans believe? And I said, really? I mean, it starts with that nine guy. But also it feels, and guys, we won't know until the season starts, but Mike and I are high on this. It feels like we finally drafted like we should draft. It right. feels that way.
Yeah, I mean, nobody outside of the A is going to know like we know about Penix because, I mean, I'm sure they saw that game against the Commanders. Did enough to win the game. Coach blew the clock management. Didn't give any guy a chance to make some more plays. We had a no field goal kicker that night. The last game of the season, throws over 300 yards and loses because the defense couldn't do jack. So, I mean, it's a smaller sample size, and that's why, you know, Day-Day is going to talk about it later in the show, but some of the folks who do the rankings have us as, you know, our big three as far as running back, wide receiver, quarterback in, like, the 20s because Penix is still the X factor.
What do you guys think? You can hit us up. Countdown's on. We're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons along the way. Also, our man, Chuck Smith, who is currently on the Ravens coaching staff. They're getting ready to report and head back up. But we asked, hey, man, come on the show. He was like, yeah, I'll come back on. So he's actually going to join us at 4 o'clock. We'll ask him a little bit about pass rush and some other stuff. But some other things we're going to cover with Chuck Smith as well. So Ravens coach joining us here in just a little bit. 404-726-0929. More on SEC Media Days. Mike, it's interesting. There's a sparring match going on now with what you've said about the Georgia coaches. Dude, why doesn't Bell trust the Georgia coaches now?
Because they're not the best coaches money can buy. In a world where that's one area you can spend like a drunken sailor. The loyalty to Coach Bobo, and look, we've reached out to UJ. We almost got him on a few times, and like we respect what he's accomplished over the years. I just got questions about his tactics. tactics, you know? And there's things that the offensive line, from Sam Pittman to Matt Luke to Stacey Searles. And Searles is known as a really good recruiter. But if your O-line was so good, how'd you get beat up by Notre Dame?
I'm a little confused by your tactics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shake and bake. But no, in the case of Georgia fans in the past, you had every position. Like, I mean, you still got Will Muschamp. He's not lost. They just had a clerical error. He's actually still there on the defensive staff. But you're so good in so many areas. Is this the best you could have to develop your quarterback? Todd Monken won with Stetson Bennett, as Carl pointed out last segment. You know, and I think Monken is just a better coordinator than Mike Bobo is. And that's, I don't, anybody wants to debate me on that one, I'll die on that hill.
It's hard to deny it when the dude walked away with two rings and the offense was the most explosive offense in college football.
Now, I get it because I've had this argument. We've talked with Mike Griffith and he'll join us later in the show because he's not a full believer that Stetson Bennett deserves the credit that he doesn't get for most Georgia fans because the defense was so dominant, you know? And I'm with you. I mean, that defense was taken to the mats by Ohio State, guys. I mean, it was still a guy that Stetson Bennett had to make plays in that semifinal game at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. All right, we'll chop that up. Coming up, Mike Griffin's going to have a recap for us, not only of what went down today with the schools finishing out SEC Media Days, but the conversation Mike is talking about. But we need to get to 4th and 1. I don't know what he has left, but it shouldn't surprise anybody that Dan Quinn's like, I'll take him. Von Miller, 36 years old, signing or going to sign with the Commanders, Mike, one-year deal. He's 16th all-time in sacks, 6th last season with the Bills. This Bills thing, him going to the Bills, never really panned out the way we thought it would with him going to the Bills.
Right.
But Von Miller's not done. And at 36, let me say this. If he can bring 6 or 7 sacks to that defense with the Commanders, he's going to help them. I mean, they're not asking him to come in and get 15 sacks like in his prime. So I don't know what he's got left, but that's an interesting sign.
He hasn't played a full season since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that is part of it, and that's part of the things that happened with him with the Bills. If you look at the sack numbers, and that's what he's there to do, he had 14 sacks in 3 seasons with Buffalo. He only played in he missed it was 12 games and 13 games his 3 years in Buffalo.
Broncos rookie corner Jahdae Barron from Texas reports to camp. He agrees to a 4-year deal worth just over $18 million, $9.8 million signing bonus. This means Shamar Stewart is the only unsigned first-round draft pick with the Cincinnati Bengals.
They've had this happen before. You know, there's usually the Chargers. That's why Eli and his dad, you know, if you go back and look at it, how Archie Manning was trying to steer them away from the Chargers. Similar perception at the time, maybe different now. Bosa had a hang up with his contract when he was a rookie, if you remember that. So it has, I mean, there's, you go back, I want to say both Bosa's, because their dad kind of drove the hard bargain on that one, respectively. But for the most part, everybody slots in, and it is unusual to be here. You are a week before camp opens, and you ain't got your prime piece of real estate on a defense which is already in trouble.
Yeah. Mike and I have been talking about when camp rolls around next week, most teams are reporting guys, and everybody will be getting back to work. The focus for a lot of people is going to be on the Browns because everybody's wondering what that quarterback situation is going to be like. Mary Kay Cabot, who covers that team, was asked about it. She was talking about Dillon Gabriel, Mike, and him potentially being the starter over Shador Sanders.
What?
Listen to Mary Kay Cabot.
If there were a rookie quarterback that were going to start some games this season, I would think that Dillon would get that nod ahead of Shador Sanders. It's going to depend on how quickly Shador can come up the learning curve and learning terminology and all the things that he has to learn to get out there and execute the offense before the snap. But as it stands right now, I would say that Dillon would be closer to winning the starting job than Shador.
That's interesting.
I mean, we've covered this ad nauseum. Why? Why they even bothered with Dillon Gabriel? Then only go back to get Shador. I don't understand it because the ceiling for Dillon Gabriel is here. My hand is right above the microphone.
Yes.
You know, and if you look at where I just feel Shador, and I thought the overreaction, it was just that, but he's still better than Dillon freaking Gabriel.
I think so.
So that would be something. Or maybe Dillon Gabriel will be the story that, you know, wow. I mean, oh, yeah, he did have a decent career, but I don't think of him as a guy who's going to have an NFL career.
So, and here's the thing. We all think Flacco is starting this season. Remember, Deshaun Watson is there. He's not playing. Achilles rehabbing. We think Flacco starts the season. Then at some point, we don't know at what week, in comes Shador. Or is it in comes Dylan Gabriel? And that's what Mary Kay Cabot is saying, is that he it feels like he's closer to the starting job than Shador Sanders. We're going to see. It's going to be one of the most fascinating stories we'll be watching, not only in camp, but also through the course of the season. Robert Kraft, Mike, this was his statement we talked about yesterday on the show, him and Belichick beefing. I took a chance on you. Here's what Robert Kraft said. Listen to this.
I think getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots in 1999 was a big risk. And I got hammered in the Boston media, but I think he was with us for 24 years and we did okay.
No, and no joke, because remember, guys, if you don't remember the timeline, Parcells decided to cut bait from the Jets last minute and basically had it set up that Belichick's going to take over, and Bill's like, oh, not so fast. And then he decides to go to the Patriots, and the Patriots had Pete Carroll. Remember, he'd been the head coach up in New England, amongst others. And he it was a chance, but again, Bob Kraft, Belichick was still kind of damaged goods based on just one playoff appearance from his time in Cleveland. So I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think it was a risk for both, but for Belichick to act like he didn't, you turned down the Jets. The Jets, the contract was there. You made a conscious decision to go up there and work with Bob Kraft. There was a calculated risk here for us to take him to New England. Hey, by the way.
I took a chance. I got hammered.
And it's almost like Belichick's like, I got nowhere else to go. Now we had options, okay? And the Jets. Hey, we said a lot before 4th of July. I had some guy come at me on Twitter, and he said, oh, man, what are you, the old fart now? No, can't have fun with fireworks? I said, don't mess with fireworks. I go, it's overrated. Keep it to the pros. I know every neighborhood's got their pyromaniac. And oh, but I didn't even tell you because we haven't had a chance to see each other since before the 4th.
What's that?
Real quick story. We got time. We'll get this.
What you doing, Terry?
Talk about not. By the way, this anecdote relates to Najee Harris, who Jim Harbaugh says he'll be ready for the season, but now he's on the non-football injury list. Over the eye injury, because he got too close to an earth-shattering kaboom, where people got really hurt at the fireworks display that he was involved with. So, I mean, I've said it before, man. Some of this stuff, the quality is crap. You don't know what you're getting. And so you've seen Arnold's just nodding behind the glass. There's just a lot of risk involved. Najee's here. He's in meetings, but he is on the non-football injury list because he basically nearly lost his eyeball. During the fireworks for our neighborhood, in the cul-de-sac, we have one of our buddies, the Delta pilot, who remained nameless. He had one of these rigs that you can basically set up digitally and put everything in sequence. It's an app on your phone. Pretty smart. So you're far away from it. Your fire has got these independent little firing units. Pretty smart. Well, our other neighbor, who remained nameless, decided earlier in the afternoon he's going to do a test run on what he's got. It misfires, goes sideways into this guy's rig, and blows everything up.
Oh.
People were running for cover.
He got lucky.
I mean,
what you doing, so Terry?
By the way, the person who decided just to see if his rig was ready that blew up the other person's rig, let's just say there's a bit of tension in the cul-de-sac right now.
I can imagine. Plus, it cost him hundreds and hundreds of dollars, right?
Yes.
Or thousands, maybe.
Not naming names, Mike. But anyway, it wasn't me. He's another guy. But yeah, so when I saw the Najee Harris story over the holiday week, I was like, man, what are you doing, you dummy? I mean, the Jason Pierre-Paul story should be... If nothing else, have your cousin be the wheelman on the fireworks operation.
Have you seen Pierre Paul's hand? If you guys haven't ever seen it, there are pictures out there. Just go look at his hand. One of the best defensive linemen in the history of the game. This dude, his hand is so deformed from this fireworks accident. It's disgusting.
As we said, he needs like the hamburger helper glove, man.
Yeah.
Ain't right.
What's up, Bo?
No, I was going to say, like, Jason Pierre-Paul should be talking at rookie symposiums. Like, hey,
Yes. Don't
be stupid. This is what happens when you do something dumb.
Right.
You lose two fingers.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
We talked about this before. We both love, everyone loves fireworks. American, it's a tradition. But just let the pros do it, Joe.
Let the pros do it. I agree. Hey, man, Micah Parsons' Mike says, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine.
We value Micah. We're just not willing at this juncture to get him to a number that
I think Dak Prescott had the better year
that we are comfortable with. We're paying Dak some money, Carl.
Yes, you are.
Can I call you Carl?
Parsons on his contract talks literally quote, I'm going to get mine no matter what. He's not lying. Yeah.
It just might not be in Dallas.
Correct. So don't expect him to be a distraction at Cowboys camp.
We've asked Dak to take a 75% pay cut.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
technically, we've not heard from his representation yet.
His name is Dak.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
All right, man, coming up. Mike Bell has it out for the UGA coaches not named Kirby Smart.
Oh, stop it now.
Here we go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, here's the deal. We trust in Kirby Smart. We believe in Kirby Smart. And I think he's still the best coach in not only college football, but the SEC specifically. But as we talk about SEC Media Days going on, and our buddy Mike Griffin from Dog Nation is going to join us for a recap, not only of today and what went down, what we might have missed, but just the week. And I will say this, you know, when you talk about an eventful week, meaning like there was huge news coming out of SEC Media Days, I don't know if that was the case. I think we got a lot of information, Mike, and I think it was fun. We were down there. We had a good time talking to everybody and all the interviews and folks last yesterday. But I don't think there was like this huge, you know, wave of something that came out of SEC Media Days where everybody's like, oh, the Hugh Freeze thing, which I thought was going to be a big deal, kind of diffused it. You know, the golf thing. Now, if the season starts and they suck, hey, that's going to resurface and everybody be saying, hey, he played more golf than recruiting, and that's the reason why. But some people say it's overblown. Here's the thing, though. And as we talked about this today, and if you're just joining us, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Here's the deal. I just don't think that you're going to see the dominance of the SEC moving forward in this new landscape of college football. And so Mike and I got into this thing about, you know, talking about Kirby and the, and Mike, what coaches do you trust at Georgia? Because I'm going to leave Kirby out of this. Do you trust Schumann? Do you trust him on the defensive side?
No, I mean, defense was okay. Like you take away the turnover, which put Notre Dame in great field position. They basically skunked. There's a special teams screw up. They basically skunked Notre Dame in that bowl game, you know, on defense. So that wasn't the issue. The issue was your offensive line just got mollywopped.
They did.
Your offensive line, and a lot of those guys. See, everyone's telling me that Texas is going to reset an offensive line is Georgia. Because that's another part of this equation. Now, you could argue that Texas might not be as smooth a transition for Texas either, having to go on the road and play at Ohio State at noon. I mean, that's a hell of a challenge for some new faces plugging in, presuming that some got reps last year for the Longhorns. But for Georgia, do you have that elite offensive line that's going to allow Stetson Bennett to do those things you said? And, of course, Bobo, sometimes a hesitancy for whatever reason to establish the run. You know, he's got a whole new cadre of wide receivers, some that may be able to catch a football, unlike last year, that transferred in. So that's where, when you say, can Georgia just – I don't think there's a Georgia fan out there right now who says definitively, I know we can win the national championship this year. Just, and that's not being disloyal to your program. It's just a testament to everything Carl just said, how more difficult it is, the parity. One or two injuries takes almost any team out right now if you don't have that next man up. So that's all part of the equation. But I don't like the way Bobo calls his games.
All right.
Never have.
All right, so let me ask you this, because the other guy you have an issue with was a three-year starter on the offensive line at Auburn. He was a first-team All-American in 87. He's been all around college football, Mike, and you don't like the job that Stacey Searles is doing?
No. See, you're putting words in my mouth.
And no, isn't that what you said?
You wind me up, and then you get me all
amped. I could have sworn that's what you said.
No, I said Sam Pittman was really good.
Oh.
And Matt Luke was really good. And I will not be bullied like I'm in a courtroom, sir. But no, I mean, Searles is certainly good at his job. Kirby would not have him out there if he didn't think he was good at it.
A 30-year veteran.
But Luke was better and Pittman was better. Sam Pittman was the best offensive line coach they'd had.
Searles has a long list of offensive linemen he's produced to go to the NFL.
And he produced some linemen who just got smoked by Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. Okay.
Mike's not right. Like, that offensive line last year sucked.
Okay, so do you trust Searles?
No. No. And again, I was worried about when Pittman left for Luke, and Luke did a hell of a job. Unfortunately, Matt took a year off and then eventually got back in the game.
Did I tell you how experienced he is?
Yes. But then there's the Kirby. Look, we're not going to fault Kirby for being loyal, but is he loyal to a fault?
At times. I mean, look, I think
Mark Richt kind of got Mark Richt got at the end.
Yes, but here's the difference, and this is my feeling. I don't know this. Kirby, you could tell us at any point. I mean, you could just let us know. I don't know if he's going to ever say this. I don't feel like Kirby would allow those relationships to get in the way of him doing the right thing. Mm. Mark Richt did. Mark Richt put relationship over job. sounds dramatic. And duty.
Right.
Okay? He did. The job and what it requires, and Mike, you're not getting the job done. I got to go somewhere else and find somebody. We can still be boys. You made a lot of money with me, but right. I got to put that first.
Right.
Mark Richt didn't do that. I don't think Kirby Smart's not that dude.
The thing is, whenever we get into the offensive coordinator argument, because I always get these guys, well, who should take over, blah, blah. Well, how many of you guys even knew who freaking Todd Monken was?
Nobody.
You know, he was a lifer back and forth between college and pro. He had been a head coach at Southern Miss. And he was known for kind of a more dynamic down-the-field offense. But, I mean, we were breaking down the resume, but you and I at the time. So, I mean, the argument, this is the same thing that we had with Margaret. Who are you going to bring in? There's always somebody. There's always a bright new mind. And Kirby, that's what makes Kirby so good at what he does, is the ability to turn the coaching staff over. All elite programs have to do it. It hurt Clemson and Dabo for a couple of years until now I'm not sure they're still there. But I think they're taking a step in the right direction. I think Clemson is vastly underrated this year. I think their defense is going to be electric. And I think if Klubnik finally puts all the synapses connect, then they're going to be on their way in a very winnable ACC, certainly, which, you know, punch your ticket. But getting back to George and your initial question, you know, Todd Monken is just – it's not that these guys are bad. It's just Monken was better.
No, you said they were terrible.
Pittman is – I'm not a fan of Bobo's play calling. I am not alone.
I heard you, Mike. You said they were terrible.
They're not as good as they should be for Georgia.
Oh, that's what you said. Okay, let me ask you
Georgia
this.
Georgia should have Kirby
elite.
Should be elite in every single area, including the guys they're coaching the dudes.
All right, Mike, do you trust Kirk Benedict, the
Who?
Special teams coordinator?
No.
Do you trust him?
Was he responsible for the play down the stretch to start the second half for Notre Dame?
What coach?
That did happen.
What coach on this staff do you like?
Pretty bad time to have a kick return for a touchdown. Am I wrong? Show of hands. Day-Day.
So you're not a fan of Kirk
Day-Day
either.
Day-Day is the sweetest guy in the world. He won't poop on anything. Not exactly the best time for a special teams breakdown. Am I wrong? No.
Two-time All-Pioneer Football League fullback, Mike, at Davidson College before graduating. This guy's got plenty of experience. You don't trust the special teams coordinator either.
No, or is that the guy that replaced the guy that hurt Kirby had in place of him?
I just think it's the guy that replaced the guy.
Okay.
Either way.
Well,
but special teams does have to be better. It's got to be better.
But we've talked so much about the, by the way, John Lilly, Phil Rauscher, offensive assistants. You talked about the guys, Kirk Benedict, you know.
Oh, that's a good call. Oh, just asked me, do you trust the tight ends coach?
Well, I mean.
Jeez, come on, Mike.
I think they got great tight ends, but I mean, it's not his fault. Brock Bowers is in the NFL.
Are you serious right now?
Brock Bowers. Wide receiver coach James Conley, do you trust him, Mike?
Any of these coaches at Georgia?
Brock Bowers is a generational talent.
Come on, Mike.
I mean, that's like, is Casey Jones a great basketball coach? You got to roll the balls out there if you got Brock Bowers. Right? Let's be honest.
Are you saying the tight ends coach is not doing his job either?
No, he's doing a fine job. Oscar Delpin comes there to
a fine job.
I'm doing the gee whiz, a fine job.
All right. I'm looking at all these coaches. I'm like, Kirby is going to be, they're going to be in a good position.
Right.
Okay. Mike doesn't have this trust that he should have with some of these position coaches.
No, I just don't understand, because they've given Kirby a blank check for the coaching staff.
They have.
And
That's true.
And as much as we used to get on Mark Richt would sometimes literally go to the AD and say, look, do I have to come out of my pocket here? Because I will. Because he didn't have all the resources. And now Kirby's basically got carte blanche to bring in anybody. So I'm just wondering, is this the best coaching staff you could put together? That's all I'm asking.
Guy just asked me on social media, follow Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. He says, Mike, do you support or do you believe in the support staff?
Well, I guess so.
I mean, this is how far this is going.
I'm not even sold on these GAs. I'm kidding. That's a joke.
What about the cooks in the cafeteria, Mike? How about that?
I don't know about
that. The guys cutting hair in the barbershop.
I guess they're all right.
All right.
The guys that built that luxury lounge for $65 million in the end zone.
They win 12 games. This is a 12-win team.
Look at that schedule, man. I mean.
Is this a 12-win team?
You got an easy start and ramp it up for your new pieces that you're plugging
in. Well, easy is not. You're right about
Marshall,
that.
Marshall, Austin P, and then at UT, Tennessee.
Did I tell you guys what the spread is on that? 39 right. On the Marshall game. Well, I mean, if you're into those things, and we are.
And then Kirby never covers those numbers. That's another thing. Kirby never covers those big numbers.
I think Wait a minute. You guys are not believing
this
now?
Don't you believe it?
Neither one of you guys.
Kirby covered a spread that was over 25 points,
Carl. He was 5-9.
He's
the only one. And FSU.
You know what? Things have changed. Kirby's running it up this year.
All right.
He's going to be – everybody is getting
Well, you're going to – see, and this gets back to Kirby playing it by the rules and being a good coach and a stand-up guy and not running it up, because you need to run it up with these stupid BCS knuckleheads, or I should say playoff committee knuckleheads. You have no idea what they're looking for. I mean, margin of victory, strength of schedule, color of the uniform.
Game control.
Yeah, game control, all this crap, which Georgia really didn't have for a lot of games last year.
Kirby's running it up this year.
Better had.
Searles, I believe in you. I believe in all of you.
All right.
Unlike my partner. We're coming back. Yeah, man, no man's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's real, folks. He doesn't like some of these coaches.
I just expect Kirby to be elite in every area. That's all.
Your expectations are way up here. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell hanging out. We've got more SEC conversation coming your way next hour. If you did not hear what one of Georgia's latest recruits had to say about Kirby and the program, it's pretty impressive stuff. We'll share that with you. Also, Chuck Smith, a Ravens assistant coach, is going to join us as we get ready for NFL camps. He's also a friend of the show, and I say that for those who don't know the history with Chuck, who played, obviously, here in the A for the Falcons, set many records, man, played at Tennessee, and was a big part, and has been, of Dukes and Bell for 8 years prior to him becoming an assistant coach. So he's going to join us and just chop it up with him a little bit before we talk real NFL camps get underway next week, including the Falcons on the 24th. Right now, though, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Alrighty, guys, it's a Thursday. We've come out of the fray, as you would say, right? What a week, right?
It was.
MLB, All-Star. And then
Mike's still recovering.
Yeah, as Cole Kubelik was busting my chops yesterday.
Oh, man, he gave it to you.
I hadn't seen Cole in a while. He goes, what's wrong, man? I said, I'm dog tired, man. I just spent 9 days of straight partying. All-Star weekend, that party didn't stop, and now SEC Media Days. I was a dud spud yesterday. I was trying to rally.
He did not feel sorry for you at all.
I know. I was trying to rally.
He was like, yeah, this coming from the guy with the tan.
He did say that.
All right, guys, let's have a couple of fun ones up first. So, you know, today after the show, I'll head straight to the airport. Flight is at 7:56. My wife is slightly, I won't say panicking, but she's a little nervous, she told me. She just texted that to me not too long ago about me getting there on time. Now, boarding's not till 7:09. I'll be out of here. I'll be in the car and on Peachtree probably by 6:05. Yeah, man, no, man. My wife should relax because I believe she should be listening right now, and I will be on time.
I can't guarantee it. Wait, she's upset you're not going to be curbside?
She's not upset. She's not upset.
She's all over you about you not being there at curbside. She's throwing you static. No, by the time, because you'll still be in the sellout for 20 minutes while she waits to get the bag.
Yeah. Well, no, we're flying out together.
Oh, you're never going to make it. No, you're never going to make it.
I told him.
Yeah, you got to get
the
bear. No, you got to get
Are you serious?
Yeah, you got to get out of here at 5.
Dude,
man.
The flight's not until 8 o'clock, basically.
Dude, you got to go.
Yeah, you're not.
You got to go, man.
You're not going to get there.
In all seriousness, you got to
go. We're done at 6.
We will give you a special dispensation. And we will.
I think you guys. It's only going to take 25 minutes to get there.
5 o'clock. Mm-mm. Yes, it does. In a perfect world.
I'm going south. I'm going against
where
traffic.
Where you parking? No. No, going against? I'm in that traffic every night. Going against traffic.
Man, I'm going against it up until that exit.
Yeah. No, day. And then I heard it's 55 minutes for TSA today.
Yeah. No, you didn't. Huh?
Yeah, man. Take your shoes and belts off. Laptops.
Leave your shoes on. Leave your shoes off now. Keep your shoes on.
We don't got to take them off anymore.
I always felt that was like, man, you know, you got people that travel maybe once or not everybody's a business traveler. So you got to, you know, you got young kids. These TSA guys, man, take it down. You're at like an 11. Bring it down to a 4. Hey, folks.
They're not screaming at anymore.
Hey, folks, we just, you know, just have your belts off.
All right, I'm going to tell her to text me once she gets there.
No, look,
I say he's got to cut it out of here at 5.
Look, Mike and I, we've done this. Trust us. We've been on the brink where literally you roll up. I would tell you, I would be more afraid, not that you're not going to make it, but that you get there and your flight's delayed. Because there's a lot of that's been going on lately. And it doesn't matter where you're going. You get there on time, you're rolling. Gate changes, flight delayed, whether it's 15, 20, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever it might be. That's happened the last few times. My daughter, who's been traveling lately, I cannot tell you you're not going to get there. But I'd be safe. I'd be on the safe side. I'm with Mike on this.
Two things, Carl. First off, you have to exit Colony Square.
Is this true.
Is it yoga night tonight?
No, that was last night.
Oh, man. Damn, missed it.
No, that's quite the sight.
But sometimes when there's events, though, here, and sometimes people, you know, they don't know how the leaving the building thing kind of works.
Yeah. It does get
caught. You scan your ticket, and you put your credit card in the machine. It's kind of a simple process.
There was one last night that blocked up a lane, and it was like 8 cars behind him. Like, what are you doing?
Sometimes you know me, Carl, my anger management techniques, they don't always kick in immediately. What the blank are you doing?
It is the worst.
So you got to get out of the building. You got to get on, you get the traffic tip on Peachtree, get over the interstate, or you go down Juniper and then you sneak on the hub lane.
Hope there's not more construction.
All right.
I'm just saying.
You better go to Artson and catch Marta.
I would let you go. If I was you, I would say, hey, Mike Conti, can I split at 5 just to be safe?
What time's the flight?
Pretty much, basically 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to get
out of here. Basically 8 o'clock or close to 8 o'clock?
It's like 7:56.
What is basically?
7:56.
If this was out,
you'll be fine. Seriously, we get out of here at 6, you'll be fine.
So he's saying he's
going to see, Carl, you guys didn't see Carl's
face. You'll be fine. Hey,
Carl is instigating like hell right now.
What time is boarding? Yeah, because
boarding 7:09.
When he initially said that to me, I said, oh, man. I go, he's picking his. I thought he meant his. Oh, I'm going to go pick my wife up. She's worried I'm not going to be there. No. You are not in God's green earth giving yourself enough time.
I think you guys.
You're not checking a bag, right?
No.
You got plenty of time. You're good.
I wouldn't listen to Carl Dukes right now.
Now, if you make it, text us. If you don't, I don't want to hear from you.
Okay. All right, moving on. Braves back in action.
Oh, by the way, Ty the Batman says it's not going to happen. I leave Bucket every day going to Jones Bowl. It's at least an hour.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying. And then here's the thing. If you get there early and by chance, TSA is a breeze, which it might most likely was on a Thursday night, not the biggest travel night.
Exactly.
Then you just go over to see our guys at PF Chang's, go to Gordon Biersch.
There it is.
Go see our Jamaican bartender buddy.
I'll keep you guys up there.
All right, man.
All right.
Or maybe I'll ask Mike about leaving.
I'm a big fan of the A game.
Now your wife is mad, for real.
Right. All right, Braves back in action tomorrow as they welcome the Yankees into town, right? Currently 12.5 back in the NL East, 9.5 back in the wild card race. The trade deadline, 14 days away. Yeah, man, no man. The Braves should still have time, I should say, to decide if there'll be buyers or sellers by the deadline.
Mike Bell?
Well, you're going to have a couple games with the Yankees, which can put you further in the hole, or you can start to turn things around, and maybe the perception of – you got to get 2 starting pitchers and three, really. You don't have enough starting pitching. You're going to and you got to outbid. See, this is the question we get into. When you ask the question, Daddy, a lot of the audience – I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but the Mets are going to be doing stuff. The Brewers, the Padres, we said it's an arms race alone in the NL West – before we even get to the teams, Carl, in the American League, they're going to look to improve.
No, you're right.
So I just think you can check all the boxes you're looking to fix.
And I mean, to not be a Debbie Downer who hates half the staff at Georgia, Mike, you're on that curve
today.
No,
I just think there could be a – just like Braves are – they are short shrifting their fans by not allowing their general manager to get them starting pitching every season. Kirby is short shrifting dog fans by not having the best staff money can buy.
We're 12.5 out. That's first place. We're not even talking about the wild card, right? We're not winning this division. Everybody agree? Okay. So the wild card is what we're chasing. And to Mike's point now, if you are seriously saying, hey, we're going to make a run. We're 9.5 out of the wild card. So 10. Okay?
Right.
And here come the Yankees and Aaron Judge, who you're going to have to pitch to. And if you don't, well, they got other guys. I just feel like we could go into this series this weekend, Mike, come out of this series, and all of a sudden we're 11, 12 out. Right? I know it's half games, but still, at the end of the day, let's sell.
You got,
let's start looking at what this team is going to be. And the guys who you're going to retain, let them play and let them get a feel for what this is going to look like. And if they don't hit by the end of the season, Mike, then maybe you need more moves.
Right. And, if you know, Jackson Jerkson Profar gets off to a great second half. He's already had a bunch. He's had more home runs than anybody in left field all freaking season.
It's crazy.
He's been a black hole for the Braves. So Profar rakes. Okay, so you got Profar. And you got to, I think you got to have a big come to Jesus moment about Michael Harris, you know? And I was like, I told Carl, I wasn't going to say this on the air, but I'll say it now because you got me going. You got me wound up. You got me saying things on the AR.
You said it.
I was walking through the red light to get to the battery.
Oh, you're going
to
go here?
I'm going to say, what do I care?
Oh, great.
But, and so there was a big line. Money Harris was signing autographs. They had a big Ford display.
You are feeling good.
They had Broncos and they had the SUVs and stuff. And it was a lady from Cincinnati, and she goes, who are they online to see? I go, that's Michael Harris. And she goes, who is he? I was one of the worst hitters in the National League. And there was a father and son wearing a Acuna jersey. The father heard me say it. He turns around and goes, no lights hold.
No.
So, I mean, but you got this has got to get better. I mean, yeah. Great defense only gets you so far.
Can you give somebody a break today?
Yes. Matt Olson, doing a whale of a job. Matt Olson. I'm sorry that, Matt, you did not get a chance to shine in that home run. The abbreviated swing off that Dave Roberts left you out of there.
Do you not believe – sorry, Day-Day, I got to ask
you
this.
No, you're good.
Do you not believe that Money Harris is going to turn things around and become the player that we – why are you looking at me like
that? Yeah, go get Seitzer back here, the hitting instructor. Maybe he can
and become the player. Have you completely given up on Money Harris, too?
I'm trending that way. You know, I love Ozzie, too, but, I mean, you're not getting the love back, you know? I'm just saying, man. Back to you, Day-Day. Sorry.
All right.
Carl,
all right.
Is this one of those days where Carl goads me into all these messes?
I'm not. I'm just asking these questions. You're going in on everybody.
I'm just being straight up.
All right. As the SEC Media Days wrap up today, actually probably should be over by now.
Yeah.
Texas, with them looking to cement themselves in the conversation for top team in the SEC, and in the wake of the Longhorns beating Georgia this past week on two top recruits, yeah, man, no man, a Georgia-Texas annual rivalry game would be great for college football.
Ooh.
That's interesting. First of all, Texas got to win one. Okay?
That's true.
To make it a rivalry. Secondly, look, whenever – this is why we've – all these years, what have we wanted? We want to see Georgia-Alabama. Mm-hmm. We want to see it not just every now and then. We want to see it all the time. Mm-hmm. Just like we get Georgia-Florida, and I know there's some traditional built-in rivalries, right? The Iron Bowl and look, Georgia-Tennessee, I get that. But as this conference evolves, and if Texas becomes a real player – we don't know that yet, but if they do – and Georgia maintains the level of status that they've been at, yeah, it's great for the conference. It's great for college football. You always want the best programs playing each other, especially in your own conference. So I'd say yes to that, Day-Day. Yeah, man, but Mike, Texas got to win something first. They got to win some of these big games.
That's the thing with Sark, and that's why, as we said, for all the things about Texas being Pac-Man, waka, 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 just gobbling up everybody, they got to win the big one. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would love to see a natural rivalry. I think Georgia-Alabama should play every year.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to see that. Yeah. You know, I think Georgia Tech, Florida State should play every year. I know it's apples and oranges, but
right.
I hate the fact that they blew some of the best games I saw in the 90s were Georgia Tech and Florida State.
Right.
And some of the great upsets Georgia Tech upset and highly ranked Florida State teams. But yeah, getting back, I'd love some of that would be great to see.
You remember this one?
Run the ball.
All right, that's a yeah, man, no man for a Thursday, and it sounds like I'm going to have to run my ass to this airport.
Run the ball.
Another tweet coming up from our man, Brandon Mincy, a loyal Dukes and Bell
listener. Yes, he is.
He goes, oh, hell no. Tell your boy, I get to the airport at 5. You got all that traffic, trying to take up 85 South. Interstate will be backed up till Pittsburgh. Process with caution.
I have the current TSA wait times,
gentlemen. Which is?
The main, it says main 20 minutes. North checkpoint is 10 minutes. Lower north checkpoint is 9 minutes. South, and that's pre-check only, is 7 minutes.
Where are you parking your car? The parking spot?
Yeah. Parking's been pretty good the last couple of trips out of there.
So. Sometimes it says green, Carl, but it's actually red.
That has happened to me before.
True. Come to think of it, probably split now.
Should leave now. No, you're right about that. And who's in charge of that, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing with the airport, we love our hometown airport, but sometimes, I mean, it's what you get when you're on your phone when you leave for the airport. Hey, Daly's available. Well, by the way, Daly's $30 now anyway.
Oh, no.
Daly went up.
Yeah, $30.
Dude, you're going to have to walk half a mile. What if the parking spot van breaks down?
Art Santa Marta, Day-Day, is right across the way, man.
Yeah, I just leave here at 5.
You have options, Day-Day. Good job. Good work. Coming up, Chuck Smith, Ravens assistant coach. He is a guy that we have spent a lot of time with talking about edge rushers, pass rushers over the years. And we're going to talk to him about camp and all the things that are happening around the NFL. But also, I got a bone to pick. Chuck's done some pretty special things. Why isn't he in the Ring of Honor? It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.